Jesse James was a lad that killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. He stole from the rich.
It's a song still popular today with folk singers, and it tells the story of what happened here on April 3rd, 1882, when, as the lyrics assert, that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard laid poor Jesse in his grave. Howard was the alias being used by James, who was wanted in Missouri and several other states for robbing banks and trains. The dirty little coward was Robert Ford, a gang member who thought he would gain fame and a reward for killing James. Visitors to St. Joseph can stand in the very room where it happened and listen to a recording that describes the shooting.
Jesse fell to the floor dead. Only Bob fired. The bullet entered behind his right ear, and some believe it came out over the left.
Robert Ford was despised as a coward, partly because he shot James from behind, but also because many people in Missouri sympathized with James and saw him as a hero who fought against powerful banks and railroads on behalf of the poor. But Jesse James House Museum director Gary Chilcote says that's not the view presented here.
We don't consider Jesse James a hero. He was not an American Robin Hood. He didn't rob from the rich and give to the poor. He stole from everybody and he kept it.
The Jesse James House sits today a block down the hill from where it was in 1882. It's now next door to one of St. Joe's other historic attractions, the Patey House, a large brick building that served as a hotel and the headquarters of the Pony Express, a relay system for getting mail back and forth between Sacramento, California and St. Joseph that utilized young men on fast horses. It only operated from April 1860 to October 1861, but its romantic image remains fixed in American history. Chilcote says many local residents would rather emphasize the city's association with Western expansion and the Pony Express, but the outlaw who died here draws more interest.
Jesse James, the Convention Visitor Bureau, has just begun to realize that that's really the big ticket. People have heard of the Pony Express, but everybody's heard of Jesse James throughout the world. They want to come here and see where he lived and where he died.
Chilcote says more than 600,000 people have gone through the little four-room wooden house in the more than 30 years he's been operating the site. He says people from all 50 states and 26 foreign nations came to the house just in the past year. Among recent visitors were Jose Nicolas and his wife Cassandra, who said it was worthwhile even if their two children thought it was a little creepy to stand in the room where the outlaw died.
It is history, and whether it's good or bad, I think history is very important.
It's important to know what happened in this country and how this country was founded, and it's good to know that there is not glory behind crime.
Gary Chilcote says he gets a different reaction from some Missourians who trace their lineage back to the frontier times in this area. For some of them, he says, tales of Jesse James are part of family lore.
Most of them want to tell you the story about their grandmother was facing eviction from her house, and she owed $50 on her rent or whatever, and so this wonderful man came and ate dinner with him and paid with a $50 gold piece and said, "Now you pay off your landlord when he comes." And then, of course, as soon as the landlord leaves, he's robbed and the gold piece disappears. You know, you work in Jesse's house for a day and there'll be three people come in and tell that story. And we've researched this stuff and nobody ever has found any evidence that that actually happened.
But the legend persists, helped in large part by Hollywood. A movie about the killing of Jesse James released last year was titled The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. Robert Ford was shot dead a decade later in a Colorado barroom, perhaps by a man who had heard that old folk song one too many times. Greg Flakus, VOA News, St. Joseph, Missouri.
What a dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard. He laid poor Jesse in his grave.